USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was abruptly pulled out of a press briefing by Secret Service. Roughly 10 minutes later, the president returns and says,
"There was a shooting outside of the White House, and seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work, but there was an actual shooting. Somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person."
Speaking on the Senate floor on Monday, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says Democrats are the one to blame regarding a stimulus bill not being passed.
"Sadly for the country, sadly for struggling Americans, the Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic leader decided we would not deliver any of that."
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer saying, though, Republicans are not willing to compromise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Balance of Nature, it's the greatest thing in the world. I can't imagine where I'd be without it. You know, I feel 20 years old again, and I want to continue to stay in shape. I understand the oversaturation in the market and the resulting cynicism that people have, but Balance of Nature works for anybody and everybody. And as much as it's a today product, it's a product for the future for me. I am the most satisfied customer in the world. I don't know what I would do without it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Cook County, Illinois State Attorney Kim Fox says she's heartbroken and confused as to where Chicago finds itself after a weekend of unrest and widespread looting.
"All hands on deck means that rather than standing and pointing fingers, we work together."
Fox also calling the acts of violence and looting a blatant display of criminal behavior. Chicago police say over 100 people have been arrested in connection to looting and at least 30 shootings over the weekend. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump is not happy about reports that the Big Ten and possibly now Pac-10 may cancel their football season amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
"A lot of these college athletes, you know, work their whole lives to get, you know, 4 years. Sometimes they're redshirted an extra year if they're lucky. They work their whole lives for this moment, and he'd like to see them have a chance to live out their dreams."
The hashtag #LetThemPlay is also trending on Twitter. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The body of a construction worker who died in New Orleans 10 months ago is finally recovered. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The body of a construction worker who was killed in last year's New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel collapse has finally been recovered. Mayor LaToya Cantrell announcing over the weekend the body of 36-year-old Quinion Wimberly was removed from the collapse site nearly 10 months after the accident occurred, claiming the lives of two other men. The fire superintendent said workers are now going to seek to retrieve the body of a 63-year-old victim. He couldn't provide a timeline, though, because he hasn't been located yet in the rubble.
Peaceful protests began after the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, 70 days later, those protests are continuing in Portland, Oregon. The protests, which begin peaceful, many times, though, end in violence, and these Portland residents tell Fox News they've had enough.
"When I see people coming out trying to, you know, in essence murder people, trying to burn down buildings, all it does is hurt the cause of equality in this country."
"Watching the news on my phone every night, watching them burn and destroy the downtown, just breaks my heart. It makes me sick."
Oregon State Police did declare a riot again on Sunday evening. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.